You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your favorite coaching podcast oozing with motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach, best-selling author, and founder of the College of Confidence, the most encouraging place on the internet. I teach go-getters in life how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to pump our confidence muscles and train our thoughts, y'all. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Trish Blackwell, and you're listening to the Confidence Podcast. You're in episode 514, and I really pray that this episode is practical and it blesses you and it gives you a solution for those days when you wake up with that pit in your stomach. That's right, we're talking today literally about what to do when you wake up with an anxiety. What to do when you wake up with anxiety. And if you struggle with anxiety, this episode is a must listen. And anxiety can feel like this unpredictable and powerful monster in your life, especially if you ever find yourself waking up feeling attacked by it before you even get out of bed, before you even open your eyes. This episode is going to give you the practical and easy applicable steps to victory over your morning anxiety, hopefully in a way that you've never heard before. I'm going to be coaching on what to do when you wake up with anxiety and what the anxiety means. I'm going to give you 5 steps that you can take when this happens. And I'm going to share my favorite affirmations for morning anxiety. I have 9 affirmations that are simple and clean and beautiful. And I also have another 10 that I'm going to give to you in general that you can use throughout the day. Remember this, friends, your words are powerful. And the words you speak over yourself, I want you to think about it as if you're washing yourself, washing, splashing water in your face. You splash words over yourself and your life and your day and your heart. And the anxiety that bubbles up inside, like a flame that's like hard to extinguish, you will see it settles down. So, and it's important for me to share with you that I'm doing this episode because I use these tools. I actually wrote this episode. I changed my planned podcast release topic because I had a morning just the other week where I woke up and I went, wow, I don't know if I've talked about what I do when I wake up this way. And so just because I wake up with anxiety doesn't mean that I'm prisoner to it anymore. I used to be prisoner to it. My eating disorder was an expression of my anxiety. My perfectionism and my type A, my desire to control, it's all anxiety reactions because anxiety is fear of the future. It's a lack of faith that everything will be okay or that God's got you. And it's one thing to say, don't be anxious, be cool, it's going to be okay. Those weren't helpful strategies for me. And so I just want you to know that anxiety, especially if you're a little bit more prone to it, the way that my personality is, it is part of the human experience. It doesn't mean that something's gone wrong, or it also doesn't mean that the growth that you've had, the transformation that God has done in your heart and your mind, that is at a loss or that it hasn't actually happened. Anxiety is going to flare up and then we soothe it back down. It's like a wave that comes in out in the waves in the ocean. And it's a feeling. What is anxiety? Well, we said it's always concerned about the future. And it's, I would, if somebody asked me to define it, I would say it's fear of the future. But it's a feeling of fear or dread or uneasiness, uncertainty, helplessness, lack of control. Here's what I would know. It's always concerned about the future and it's dripping in doubt. Before we jump into the rest of the coaching, I want to give a shout out to our review of the week and also to remind you guys, for those of you who are entrepreneurs, you have just a few more days to put your application in for my group coaching experience. This is a way to work with me in a small, intimate group manner, in a way that you meet weekly with me over a period of 4 months, and we will increase your income, and we will increase your free time and increase your confidence. It is called the Increase Mastermind. It is my most affordable, intimate coaching that is going to be transformative. The goal and what I'm committing to you is to help you have the largest revenue month in your business ever in January 2023. So at the end of the 4 months, it's going to be your biggest month ever. You can find out more at trishblackwell.com/increase. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com. But you have all the info on that site and you can put your application in there. We start in October. Your last day I'm accepting applications is September 30th. Do not put this off. Your future will thank you for the investment you're making in yourself and in your business today. Our review of the week. I want you to know I read all the reviews, even the ones that are not 5 stars. This was a 4-star review from Bilingual and says, audio issues, but worth the wait. Here's what the reviewer said. Content, 6 out of 5 stars. However, there are some consistent audio issues. I almost stopped subscribing because sometimes it would be quiet and then sometimes loud, but I'm glad I hung on. Side note, dear reviewer, I hope that this is something you've seen improvement on. I have been working on our audio quality, but I always welcome that feedback. It's how I can serve you guys better. So thank you for your honesty. The review continues, Trish has a gentle delivery with difficult lessons, and her focus on a female audience is refreshing. Trish says that members in her College of Confidence get life-changing results, and I'm a testament to that truth. I started listening to the Confidence Podcast in 2021 while looking for something positive to listen to so I could wake up less angry. Just over a year later, I definitely wake up in a better mood. But in addition, this podcast and the support of the COC helped me to, y'all, get ready for this list, stop having suicidal thoughts, forgive friends for serious past hurts, carry out a consistent bedtime routine, hold myself accountable, rekindle my Christian faith, stop obsessing over my food intake, and develop a better relationship with my family and more. I recommend this to anyone who will listen. I am beside myself with this review. Thank you so much. And because it's not your real name in the review. Whoever you are, I'm so proud of the work you've done on your own thoughts. Your thoughts. When you change your thoughts, you change your life. When you change your life, you change the lives of those around you. And you are obviously transformed. I cannot wait to see where you're going. Thank you for the privilege it is to be your coach. Thank you for the work that you've committed to and applying the podcast and the College of Confidence to your life. I mean, no more suicidal thoughts, forgiveness, consistency in your goals and your habits. You're holding yourself accountable. Your faith is deeper. You're free from food obsession. And you have better relationships. I mean, win. And guys, if you want to find out more about what this reviewer was talking about with the College of Confidence, go check it out. We would love for you to join us. The COC comes with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Literally, there's no risk. Come join. See what kind of life change is ahead of you. The difference between the podcast and the COC is that you get to work with me, and I'm going to help you actually with your own reframes. We have a forum. There's a place you can ask me questions. There's a way to interact. We have live coaching calls all the time. We have a library of courses. It is the Netflix of life coaching, but we are a true community. And we take the content and we actually put it into practice. So go find out more at collegeofconfidence.com. Now let's talk about anxiety. So how do you know if you're experiencing this? When you wake up with anxiety, it's when your body fills with dread and your thoughts race with what ifs or I wish I hadn't. So for me, physically, I get wide awake but restless and I'm sort of unable to get out of bed. I feel this deep dread. My mind races and my heart races. And then what's so interesting is my brain starts going into hyperdrive on the to-do list for the day. It's like my to-do list goes on this like mental loudspeaker that makes me feel like I'm already behind. And then the other part of me, my self-judging voice, starts criticizing myself for the mistakes I had made the day before. Maybe it was a social faux pas or something I forgot to do, or the laundry that didn't get folded, or the extra 2 handfuls of pretzels that I had told myself I wasn't going to have. Like there's this judgment that comes out once I start in that state. I also get a pit in my stomach and tightness in my chest. And I find myself wishing I was someone else. And then some of the thoughts, and I just wanted to share some of that with you because I wanted you to know, how do I know if this is anxiety? You might just think it's just you have a hard time getting out of bed. But when we can put a name to the emotion, then we have power over the emotion. The things that remain nameless become very hard to grasp and really nearly impossible to transform. What we are able to reveal is what we can then have healed. So for me, first I had to identify, oh, this is what anxiety feels. And sometimes I talk to it. Hey, anxiety, I wish I wouldn't wake up with you this morning, but I see you. I see you. I don't need to remember with emotions when you resist it, what you resist persists. So if you resist it and pretend it's not happening, it's almost like pushing a beach ball under the water. And eventually, I mean, you can hold it down, but eventually it pops up. Eventually you react. And so I want to acknowledge, so I woke up with anxiety. Not from a place of self-criticism, but a place of self-curiosity. And you can ask yourself, I wonder what my brain is thinking. Because remember, friends, our thoughts create our feelings. And so for me, I know that my patterns are, if I haven't properly managed my mind the night before, I will often wake up with a cluttered mind and unhealthy thoughts. And those unhealthy thoughts create the emotion of anxiety that creates this low-grade stress that starts my day. Now, in the context of, I told you that this was, I knew I needed to do this episode because I woke up with such intense anxiety the other week. And the reality is it was intense anxiety because I had a lot of things going on in my mind. We had just had a small kitchen fire, and my side note, I'm really afraid of fire. And my husband wasn't home, and I was with the kids, and truly it's I just feel so protected by God in this story because it was one of those scenarios where I was just boiling water on low on our gas stove. And I walked away just to check on the kids because they were cleaning the playroom, which was only a 30-second. I stepped out of the kitchen and the whole of the stove flaming higher than my head. Oh, not quite, thankfully, not quite to the microwave above it or to the cabinets, but to the point where I screamed and had the children run and out of the house to go get help from a neighbor as I frantically found the fire extinguisher in panic. So in panic mode, and the fire went out and we were getting a new stove and all is well. And I'm so deeply grateful. I've also had to cook pretty creatively recently since we can't even boil water because, there's a delay on some of these appliances, but it's coming, it's on its way. And so that had me pretty shooken up. Very, very shooken up. And then there was a close family member with a pretty, pretty serious surgery. And then there were some other things happening. And I had this overload in my brain. And what I did not do was journal at night, even though that's my ideal habit. I think I let my anxiety and my stress and the exhaustion of the emotional experience get to the point where I just went to bed. I think I just watched the Netflix show and went to bed. And so it's no wonder that I woke up the next day with thoughts that weren't clean, with thoughts that were still negative and a little bit fearful. And so I say that, I want you to know that when I got curious of, I wonder why my thoughts were so wild this morning. And sometimes you're gonna be able to know and sometimes you won't be able to know. And in this case, when I realized, wow, I also, when you have self-curiosity instead of self-criticism, here's where the curiosity allows you to get to a place of self-compassion. I didn't judge myself for the anxiety. I didn't beat myself up for waking up anxious. I didn't get critical of like, Trish, you should have known better and done all your full nighttime routine and read your Bible at night instead of watching Netflix. Instead, I said, wow, I had compassion for the Trish that I remember being in that kitchen, the one that was scared, the one that truly shook for about an hour and a half after the incident, right? I had compassion. I said, of course it makes sense that you didn't feel motivated to your note. That's okay. It's okay, baby girl. Like you can just have that curiosity to why did my thoughts get there? Often it comes from a place of overwhelm and a mismanaged mind. And we don't judge the mismanaged mind. We have compassion and we ask ourselves, why does it make sense that my mind was mismanaged at that point? So that's the story of what got me going. I need to coach on this. So what we get curious about is we go, what is the thought that I'm thinking? Now, some of the thoughts I've had is, what if I'm not good enough today? What if I'm not pretty enough to matter? What if I don't have the energy I need to get through the day? What if I'm just average? What if I'm too tired? What if I don't know what to do? What if it doesn't work? What if they're still mad at me? And in the first moment, anxiety reveals some of our darkest, most base fears about ourselves and about our futures. For me, they're very low, they're very deep, deep, deep fears about identity and purpose. And so, and I hate that I sometimes struggle with these old thoughts, and or sometimes you might wake up and go, what's the point? I used to hate that and judge it and be filled with guilt because I was a guilt that I was dreading my dream life. I love the life that I have. I literally am living my dream and I'm walking in God's abundance. Why am I waking up with anxiety? And so here's where I've gotten. I've found that it's healthier to accept it because it's not who I am. I'm not an anxious person. I don't identify that as anymore. I'm a human who sometimes feels the emotion of anxiety. And I sometimes have old thought patterns that go on default mode when I'm not paying attention and parenting my mind. And that's just an old thought pattern. These are just old thought pattern habits that I'm still learning how to deprogram within myself, right? So here's our first step. Our first step is awareness and acceptance. And that's what we're talking about here. Recognize what's happening. Recognize what does anxiety feel like in your body? It feels different for different people. And when you feel anxious, what is the action that you take? We talk a lot in the College of Confidence about what I call the T method. And it's T-E-A, your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. Your thoughts create your emotions create your actions. And so often when if you feel anxious, let's just get curious and have an awareness and acceptance of when this happens. So when you're anxious, what do you avoid getting up? Do you avoid the task that matters the most? Do you overthink? What is it that you do? Do you press snooze? Do you wake up cranky? Just get curious. The second step is to shift your atmosphere. Change the atmosphere of your thoughts. I like to do this before I get out of bed. Obviously, it depends upon if you press snooze or not. Right? We're not expecting perfection in this execution of the steps, but progression. And reminding yourself that it's okay to feel the anxiety because the emotion is just a vibration in your body that will pass through you when you allow it to. And so you're going to sit with it just a minute and say, I wish I didn't have to feel this anxiety right now, but I'm going to accept it. Hey, anxiety, let's process you. Let me shift you down. Let me turn down the volume of your shouts just a little bit. Because I don't believe that you're true. You feel really true right now. But I'm going to tone you down just a little. And you won't feel as true. Now, a couple things that I do. One method I use is gratitude on the go, which is a concept I teach in the College of Confidence, where you make a fist with your hands and you quickly come up with 10 random things that you're thankful for. So you end up open-handed with some deep breaths. I also sometimes do 5 minutes of peace and breathing. And what I mean by that is I actually press my snooze, but on purpose. There's a difference with intentional snooze button and the avoiding snooze button, the reactive snooze button. I will reset my alarm sometimes for just 5 minutes and I will be awake and aware and conscious and intentionally say, I'm okay. Everything will be okay. I will repeat some of the affirmations I will share with you and some nice big deep breaths, actually visualizing the breaths going through and coursing through the every cell of my body, invigorating me and giving me life. And then also another huge, huge tool I use is prayer, talking to God in the morning and just saying, hey, Lord, I give you this. I do that with my breath work too. It's sometimes I'll inhale all the anxiety and fear and say, this is my anxiety and fear. And then exhale very deep and say, I choose peace. Or I give you this, Lord. The other thing that I do is my first thought concept is to remind yourself that your thoughts, the reason you're feeling anxious is because you're having thoughts that are creating the anxiety. Those are the default thoughts, the subconscious thoughts that you wake up with. Just because you had those thoughts as your first thought doesn't mean they have to be the thought that stays, right? And so I really believe that we are both responsible and not responsible for our first thought. And what I mean by that is you are going to have a random, maybe a trash thought that comes up when you wake up. It's the thought that you really start your day with, the thought that you put when you think on purpose with intention, when your feet hit the ground and you stand up from your bed, that's the thought that's going to dictate the rest of your day. So you got to clean up your thoughts before you step and stand up. Because I want you to think about your first thought that you really start the day out of bed with is like, that's like the coordinates, the GPS that you're putting in for how your day is going to go, where your day is going to go. And if you haven't corrected that first thought and changed it from being an anxious thought into a peaceful, faith-based, life-giving thought, you will live a day that's filled with anxiety. And I mean, look, I've lived years living that way. It's a pretty terrible way to live, where you feel on edge. Everything feels a little bit harder than it should. You've got this level, low-grade level of constant frustration. But it's because that first thought wasn't corrected. All right, so our first step is awareness and acceptance. Second step is shifting the atmosphere. And those are some of the things you can do to shift and change the atmosphere of your thoughts before you stand up from bed. The third step is to create small wins. Do something physical to trigger a win. Anxiety tells us that we're behind. Anxiety tells us that we're not enough. Anxiety causes us to question both God and our future and ourselves and our capability. Anxiety makes us feel like we're losing before we even start. So we've got to create a physical win. And that, honestly, that's where I really, in my coaching, recommend my clients always have a very clear set top three, an A, B, and C morning routine. The A's are the always do's, the B's are it's better to do when you can, and you can do all six of those things, and then when you get to the C's, it's a, I can't believe I got it all done. Now there's nine things total. But something small, something physical, something 1 to 2 minutes that even in a rush, you go, ooh, I need a win. That might be making the bed. It might be stretching for a minute and doing a minute plank hold. It could be doing my 2 minute journal. Did you know I have a 2 minute journal? I have a 2 minute journal that people are loving, and you can get it for $6 on Amazon. Go to, I have a pretty link for it. I'll link it in the show notes, but go to trishblackwell.com/journals and you'll see the ones that I have on Amazon. But the 2 minute journal is amazing. It has a morning 2 minute set questions and 2 minutes of questions in the evening. Could be game changing. That would create a physical win for you. Read or listen to something uplifting. Take a quick walk. Do a couple jumping jacks. Put on music. Smile and look at yourself in the mirror and say, today is going to be good. Today, do an affirmation, self-affirm. So create a small win, and it will shift the atmosphere of the narrative of what anxiety is trying to say. Anxiety is trying to tell you you're not enough and it's not going to work out today. But when you prove to yourself that you're actually already winning, it's a lot easier to turn down the volume of the anxious thoughts. The fourth step is to identify with peace. I want you to affirm to yourself that you are free from the chokehold of anxiety. And so think about, dwell and focus your brain on things that are opposite of how you feel. Not that we're in kind of showering ourselves in toxic positivity, but I just want you to think about, well, ask yourself, what would make me feel peaceful right now? What will build trust in my relationship with God right now? What will make me feel calm? What do I do when I feel serene? So calmness, serenity, peace, trust. Even you could even just go, today I'm going to be neutral. And I want you to trust in your core strengths. Trust in the resilience that you have available to and that you have proven that you have within you already to this point. Trust in the process. Trust in the discomfort. Trust in God. Trust in your preparation. Trust in your capacity. I love that. So often, anxiety is a lack of trust. And I like trust because it's, you can look at it as to actively trust, right? When I trust that the chair is going to hold me up, I can take action and sit on it. When I trust that my husband keeps something deep and intimate I share with him, I then speak and tell him, right? Trust is you can visualize it as, even though we're talking about in the context of a noun, you can visualize it as a verb. And when you have something to do, you can move forward on it. I love that anxiety and being an anxious person isn't a burden that you have to continue to carry. It's a decision about how you will live. Will you live with anxiety being the ruling emotion of your life? Or will you live and walk in peace? And so I gotta encourage you and really double down on this. Affirmations are game changing. But we write affirmations and powerful affirmations by deciding how we will live. And I know I've mentioned this previously, but I have two really great resources for how to write affirmations. And particularly those of you who want some really powerful faith-based ones, I have an entire ebook with over 100 of my favorite ones. You get it for free, instant download. Go to trishblackwell.com/ebook. Go check that out. I also have an affirmation workshop, an instant replay that we did. You can find that at trishblackwell.com/affirmations. Now the fifth step. So we got step one, awareness and acceptance. Step two, shift the atmosphere. Step three, create small wins. Step four, identify with peace. Step five, curiosity and cleansing. We've already coached a little bit on this, but I want to reiterate, get curious, get self-curious, not self-critical. Saying things like I should be beyond this, or I know better than this, or I'm supposed to trust God, because they're just not helpful sentences to think. Also, because it used to be told to me, so I had this narrative of, this is silly, I shouldn't feel this way. That doesn't help either. That is not a helpful thought. That is a critical thought. You might not have thought that your judgment of calling your emotions silly would be counts as self-criticism, but it does. And it downplays the emotion. And then when you go into self-criticism, we go into shame, and we go into shame, we go into avoidance, and then you never get to the place where you get to be curious about your thoughts to change your thoughts, which will then change your emotions. Or guilt thoughts like, I love my life and shouldn't dread it, aren't helpful either. So for me, curiosity has helped me understand that this is both a little bit nature and a little bit nurture. God has done some massive and revolutionary healing in my life. Like, y'all, I'm a different person than I was 10 years ago. I'm a different person than I was 5 years ago. And if you had seen me 15 years ago, well, poof, come on. It's miraculously so with my levels of anxiety especially. However, it's important that I also know I have some default settings due to my thoughts about myself and my life that sometimes stir up the anxiety again, which is why it's my job to take my thoughts captive, why it's my job to discipline my mind, to clean my brain, to choose how I want to live, to not react to life, but to create a life based on my thoughts and then my emotions and actions that's worth telling a story about, that does good in the world. So I now see this area of my life as a place where I get revelation. Because when my anxiety stirs up, God shows me where there's more work to be done, where my thoughts are still unmanaged, where my faith is still weak and wobbly, and where I have opportunity for trust and to grow in trust and to stretch my belief in what I cannot yet see. So like I have gotten to this place where I'm not judging it or dreading the anxiety. I'm looking at it as a gift and lessening its power over me. You know, one of the things that came up, and since I told you the story about the kitchen fire, and it's the first time, honestly, I've ever used a fire extinguisher, I want you to think about when your anxiety flames up, or any emotion, when it flames up, fear, it's like flames, they feel out of control. But when we extinguish them, and I believe our words and our faith and our what we say to ourselves and speak over ourselves is like a fire extinguisher. What I didn't tell you about the story is it took us 2 hours to clean the kitchen, us just of all the soot or whatever that chemical that is in the fire extinguisher to come out, how thick it is. You guys, it lays on thick. And so I was so grateful for the visual. That's why I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, like this visual is amazing. Now when I feel anxiety is starting to flame up, I just imagine my words. I imagine God hugging me, my mom hugging me, whatever vision of peace filling your heart. I want you to think about it's filling your heart, but also suffocating and stuffing out the flames. It's extinguishing them with thickness. And that's beautiful. That I used to kind of push the anxiety back and be like, it's coming back. But God has blown peace unto my heart. It extinguishes flames of anxiety that try to consume me. And I don't have to have fear anymore of it. So let me give you some of my affirmations for morning anxiety. Now, the first one is very faith-filled. The other ones are a little bit more neutral. So for wherever you are in your faith journey and what your relationship with God is, I think you can find at least a few in here that are going to work for you and really resonate. So do check over in the show notes. The show notes are trishblackwell.com/514. And I would really encourage you to copy-paste and text yourself your favorite ones. Write these down. The more you practice these phrases, the more real they become and the more quickly you'll be able to access them. So for morning anxiety, here's what I say. God has blown his peace onto my heart. It extinguishes any flames of anxiety that are trying to consume me. The flames are from the pit of hell, from my enemy whispering his lies to me about the future and trying to make me believe untruths or limitations about myself and my life that aren't even there. I will not listen to the lies. Now, here's a more simple one. I choose peace, not pressure. I will be in the present right now. The future will take care of itself. I trust myself to do whatever needs to be done. I'll be able to do immensely more than I think I can. I am more accepted and more capable than I think I am. I release and surrender this anxiety, and I will not carry its burden one moment longer. I am not anxious. I am releasing anxiety. God is worthy of my trust. The story God has for my life is better than anything I can imagine. I trust him here. And I want to read you the other 10 that I've used through intermittently that really encouraged me. I hope that they encourage you as well. I laugh and enjoy my life without fear of the future, for my God is my shield of protection, and he paves my way with peace and favor. I like this one too. Peace washes over me. I mean, even as I record that, I feel good saying it. I feel like my shoulders settle. Peace washes over me. And sometimes it's beautiful simply to say everything will be okay. I am filled with love and surrounded by goodness. I exhale and release the fear and uncertainty I feel. I inhale and take in peace and confidence that everything will be okay. Whatever happens, I will be okay because God has a plan for me and he cares deeply for me. I have more answers within me than I think I do. This will work out better than I expect. The anxiety I feel will soon pass, and I allow it to move through me so that I have room to welcome in calmness and peace. God goes before me and behind me. Therefore, my path is covered in peace, blessing, mercy, and goodness all of the days of my life. My path is covered in goodness. I don't need to know what happens next. Knowing that I have a lot to be grateful for right now is enough. Brain, you may rest. Tomorrow or today, we'll have the strength we need and the new insight we crave. It will all be okay. Okay, guys, that is it for today's episode. I want to highlight our listener of the episode. It is Lauren. She reached out on Instagram and she said, "Hey, I'm so thankful for your podcast. I just started listening a couple days ago and I struggle with anxiety and confidence. I'm leaving soon to go to college and my anxiety has been very high. Your words are so uplifting and have helped me have a more positive mindset about moving." So she and I exchanged a couple more messages, but girl, I just want you to know, I hope that this podcast gave you even more tools for those moments when the anxiety rises, when the flames start like bursting up and stretching towards you. And I want you to remember that you've got a fire extinguisher in your hand. You have words, you have power. We have so much more power in our lives than we think. We are creators. And you can create the future of your dreams. But it doesn't happen on accident. It happens on purpose. And we have to take purposeful action behind that. So the purposeful action I want you to do today is to share the show with a friend. People don't talk about anxiety enough. Anxiety creates spirals of shame and depression and suicide and eating disorders and buffering and alcoholism, and there's so many ways when it's not expressed, when it's not talked about, when it's not shared, when there are not tools that are provided that it goes. And so be a friend today and share this episode with your three best friends and go, "Hey, for the next time you feel anxious, this is a good listen." And in the meantime, go do the work. Download the affirmations ebook. Read the affirmations over for yourself. Again, that's trishblackwell.com/ebook. And if you're someone who is an entrepreneur and you have anxiety about, oh, can I do it? Will I not? Will I be able to make money? Then you need to look at Increase Mastermind. You still have time to get an application in today. I would love to help you transform the way you think about yourself, the way you think about your business, the way you think about your potential, and the way you think about your future. And that is all happening in Increase. So go to trishblackwell.com/increase. You guys, I love you more than you can possibly know. So come say hi to me on Insta. It's Trish_Blackwell. And on Facebook, I'm Trish Blackwell Coaching. Now go out there today. Go be more of who God created you to be. Be you. Be free. If you loved today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, I invite you to check out the College of Confidence at collegeofconfidence.com. The COC is where your next step is. In the COC, we cultivate confidence, create courage, and spark change. It takes everything we do here on the podcast to the next level, and our members get crazy, life-changing results. I'm so confident that you will find that the COC is the most encouraging place on the internet, and that it will so wildly exceed your expectations that it comes with a money-back guarantee. Hey, joining is completely risk-free. You owe it to your future self to take your growth to the next level by coaching with me in the COC. Join me today at collegeofconfidence.com.